Hello, everyone, and good morning, Kim.
Morning, Jill. Morning, everyone. What is our daily message for today? What's this going to be? All right. Same song popping in my head. So the song that is associated with more depressed feelings. Okay.
I get it.
This one's going to be a little bit heavy. This is about people that you have known that have committed suicide. Oof. And wow. It does not feel the best on our side, but to them, I get like a huge group of people in front of me all of a sudden. Lots of spirits in front of me. And they're like, I keep hearing, we are okay. Like they're screaming, we are okay. Like, stop mourning us. Stop mourning us. And I hear, you need to live. So, and then they point to, I see like my grandparents in the background. I see like just random people I've known through hospice, them pointing to all these people on the other side. And they're like, we are all okay. You need to realize that you are still living. You need to live your life. Stop waiting for us to show you a sign. Stop stopping your life for us. We are okay. You're like, live, enjoy, embrace every single aspect that you have on earth, because there's things on the other side that they don't get to do on the other side. They don't have a physical form to sit there and touch the snow, to touch the grass. You're like, the grounding piece right now is very, very, very imperative. Use your physical body right now. So they're showing me pulling the reins on a horse to pull yourself back and just start a nice trot, start moving forward. They're like, we are okay. So whoever needed to hear a sign from their loved ones, this is it today.
Yeah. Okay. Give me a little more about the horse. You said,
okay.
What is it?
The trot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I caught the trot. Or is this was the horse racing at first? Or was it grab the reins and get it going? Out of control.
Out of control.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not in control. You're letting your grief basically control you. And they're like grabbing the reins, getting it back in control.
Yeah. Getting his emotions. You know, this has been a theme in a lot of our conversations and talks lately, Kim, is about emotions being, as you said, in control or in balance or contained, if you will.
Yeah.
We've been hearing a lot for a lot of years about, you know, get the emotions out, get them out. Emotion, you know, it's the basis. I've heard personally, you know, emotion is everything. And you know me, Kim, I'd be like, every time I'm just like, I don't know about that. And this is exactly why, because when emotion is anything is, but in this case, the topic is emotion is let to run wild. It causes trouble.
Yeah.
Or if it's running wild and we're denying it and stuffing it down and yet it's still internally running wild, it's still causing trouble. So it needs to be that trot, that balance, that harmony.
Yeah.
That's where we want to get to with it. Even carrying grief for someone long-term, which I know some dear, sweet souls who have had such big challenges with grief.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking of one person in particular, lots and lots of grief, lots, so much in her lifetime. And she has diligently tended to it in a way of balancing it to the best of her abilities. And she has the best hugs.
Yeah.
And the biggest laugh.
I love that.
So connecting with other people genuinely and finding laughter have been two tools she has specifically used to keep the balance in that emotion, so the grief didn't get out of control. And I'm sure it still got out of control at times, you know, it's an ebb and flow.
Yep.
But
yep.
Yeah.
We're not asking you to stop your moments where you feel like you need to cry. Please cry. It's when you stop living, Like, you don't do anything. You're too scared to take the leap of faith. Because you're like, oh, what if this happens? Or I'm not going to be around for this person. And it's the grief turns into the scared mode. And then the fear. It's getting, pulling back. I love the hugs. I absolutely love the hugs. Mm-hmm. Embracing them and giving them.
Yeah, even as you were saying, I love the hugs. I was like feeling us giving everyone like an energetic hug right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people aren't physical, and it's like, that's okay. You don't have to do a physical hug either. You can get an energetic hug.
Yep.
Aww. That's a very, very touching, heartfelt message today. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Jill.
All right. Until next time.